Welcome into the Wednesday Anything Goes edition of the Doug Russell Podcast, a celebratory Anything Goes Wednesday edition of the show. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I had something entirely different planned for today's show. We'll do it in a few weeks, but the breaking news yesterday.
What up, Bucks fans? This is Giannis, the Greek freak. I'm excited for today. Big day today. I'll be here in Milwaukee for the next 5 years. This is my home, this is my city. I'm excited to be a part of this organization. I'm excited to go to work with my teammate. I'm excited to walk around this city. And it's been amazing, man. It's been amazing. And the show goes on, and let's get it.
So I don't know where everyone else was when they read the news for the first time or heard the news for the first time. Maybe you were listening to the radio. Maybe you're watching television. I found out on Twitter. I was on my lunch break from iHeartRadio, and I was going to go to the gym. I was going to go to Elite Highlander and do a workout in between shows. I was helping out on WISN in the morning on the Dan O'Donnell Show, and then I was on with Bill Schmidt and Chuck Freeman sitting in for KB, Drew and KB on 97.3 The Game yesterday. So I'm like, I got like 4 hours in between, so I'm going to go to the gym and get a workout in. I open up Twitter, as one does, and up pops Giannis's tweet that just reads, "This is my home. This is my city. I'm blessed to be able to be part of the Milwaukee Bucks for the next 5 years. Let's make these years count. The show goes on. Let's get it." And there was much joy and celebration in the Brew City. All right, we've got a couple of things that I want to do. First of all, the reaction that Milwaukee fans have. I think it was universal, but the Bucks, I wouldn't say he's their number one fan, but certainly he's someone who has pushed forward this organization as much as just about anyone who doesn't own the team, and that's Bucks president Peter Fagan. Peter Fagan did so much of the legwork to get, for example, Fiserv Forum built, and he has been someone who, when he got to Milwaukee, didn't know how to speak Milwaukee, but he's been here for a few years now, and Peter Fagan now embraces the city that he has come to know as his home. And he was on a call yesterday, and it was for something entirely different, but he was on with Brewers president of business operations Rick Schlesinger, along with Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. And this was a panel that was moderated by ESPN's Jen Latta, so you'll hear Jen in here as well. But this is how Bucks president Peter Fagan found out about Giannis staying in Milwaukee.
"I am blessed to be able to be part of the Milwaukee Bucks for the next 5 years. Let's make these years count. The show goes on. Let's get it. Boom, boom."
All right, Peter, when you read that to us, how does that make you feel?
Well, Rick and Mark will probably share the same. I think I'm going to get off this call. And this is one of these things that we've been anticipating, as you can imagine. Giannis is a generational player. What it means to the Milwaukee Bucks, what it means to our market and to our team, what it means to me personally and professionally. I mean, it's hard to really state like the importance of it. This is it's a monumental kind of event, and sports are so crazy and interesting, and it's so human that things like this happen. So this is like one of the great days in Bucks history. So this is a really great, great moment. I am so glad I was able to share the 30 seconds with you. I'm going to go call my wife and circle the troops and have a little shouting party and get prepared for something in a little bit. But really appreciate it, and we're very excited. Doesn't get better than this announcement in December in a year that's so tough. This is really great news.
So absolutely a watershed day for the city of Milwaukee, a watershed day for the Milwaukee Bucks. There are certain dates that you know. There are certain dates that just stand out to you when you think of the sports history of these teams that we all have rooted for our entire lives. You remember when Reggie White signed with the Packers. You remember that late January evening when in rapid succession, first it was Christian Yelich, then it was Lorenzo Cain coming to the Milwaukee Brewers and really in 2018 pushing them to within one game of the World Series. If you're old enough, you remember the trade in December of 1980. Maybe the best trade in Milwaukee sports history, arguably. But that was the trade that brought Ted Simmons, Pete Vukovich, and Raleigh Fingers from the St. Louis Cardinals to the Milwaukee Brewers and then got them to the playoffs in 1981 and almost got them to their only World Series championship in 1982. These are watershed days when you think about the history of Milwaukee and Wisconsin sports. And yesterday, Tuesday, was one of those days as well. And there's a reason that this one seems sweeter than maybe any of the others. And it's because for at least the last 2 years, Milwaukee and Milwaukee Bucks fans have been browbeaten by this.
Giannis is gone.
Jason Kidd is potentially a preferred candidate. Their belief is that Giannis, when he was fired in Milwaukee, Giannis was ticked off and they won the league. Oh, yeah, so by getting him to New York, it potentially gives them a better shot at Giannis.
The Celtics, if Danny Ainge ever wants to get off his butt and make a trade, what about Jason Tatum and the Memphis pick? Tatum and a pick for Giannis.
The Greek people of the New York City area came out of the woodwork to wait an hour and a half after the game to see him, to take a picture, to get an autograph. He is beloved all over the place, but in that community, he could be the king of New York.
Does Giannis Antetokounmpo take the Supermax from Milwaukee?
Nah, fam, it's about time for him to move on. You know, he's been paid already. I don't think it's about the money. If I had a wish list put together, the number one on my wish list is Golden State trades that second overall pick and something else, and Draymond Green possibly, and you see him with the Warriors. You want the Warriors to come out and compete. You know, everybody was, we don't like super teams. We don't like super teams. Well, guess what? Basketball was born without the super teams, okay? I would like to see Giannis Antetokounmpo with the Warriors.
Giannis is a star. We know Milwaukee does not attract free agents. Here's a rumor, and I believe it to be true. The Warriors acquired Andrew Wiggins for one reason, to get Giannis.
No one's goals are more in the future than the New York Knicks. After missing out on KD and Kyrie, their focus may be shifting to the reigning MVP. Giannis Antetokounmpo, set to be a free agent in 2021.
Giannis, AD, LeBron on the same team. Let's just imagine that. Imagine how much fun that would be.
I'm looking at Miami, where he could just go fit in, and you got shooters you could place around him. I'm looking at maybe a trade to Golden State, or even a trade to Philadelphia. Because if he's a free agent and he wants to go to Philadelphia, he'll be able to push a sign and trade somewhere. And if Philly doesn't win the East this year, they may be ready to go in a different direction. And maybe if you're Milwaukee, you can get Ben Simmons for Giannis.
Brian Windhorst reported that if Giannis chooses to forego his extension and become a free agent next year, AD could sign a one-year deal himself to give the Lakers salary flexibility to lure the back-to-back MVP to join up with Davis and LeBron in L.A.
If I'm Giannis, I think there are better basketball options for him.
And if you could have someone stretching the floor like Stephen Clay, maybe, and Giannis working the insides and then them teaching and preaching to Giannis how to play and how to win and how to be successful, I think that is intriguing. And LeBron and the Lakers would have to watch out for if that matchup came to fruition.
The Warriors have always been the big threat to go after Giannis.
Giannis absolutely 100% is leaving.
I do not doubt this is in the works. LeBron James needs AD and Giannis to catch Michael Jordan. That's what's about to happen. I do not doubt it one second.
NBA executive anonymously told The Athletic he predicts Giannis might be headed to Miami in free agency if they lose the series to the Heat. Max, let's stay with this. What would be the best destination for Giannis if he decides to leave Milwaukee?
If Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and Steve Kerr get Giannis, it's going to be like when Durant was there. Now, he can't do everything Durant can do offensively, but he does some things that Durant doesn't do.
Giannis is gone.
That's what being a Bucks fan has sounded like over the last 2 years from the national media, whether it's ESPN, whether it's Fox, whether it is any of the other national media outlets as well, The Athletic. It's been that there's no way that Giannis is going to stay in Milwaukee, whether it's Colin Cowherd, whether it's Max Kellerman, whether it's Stephen A. Smith, Ryan Hollis, one after another, reporting that, you know what, there's just no way that the Bucks can possibly hope to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo. But Giannis has been pretty steadfast about, you know what, it's not necessarily all that cut and dry. I think a lot of Bucks fans got nervous last week, and we talked about it here on the podcast. A lot of Bucks fans getting nervous when Giannis was saying things like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. It's out of my hands. It's, you know, up to my agents and it's up to John Horst. And Bucks fans, knowing that this was the window, he had up until December 21st to sign that Supermax extension. Otherwise, he had to wait an entire year. And that would be the story of the NBA this season. It would be the number one distraction, not just in Milwaukee, but it would be the loudest here. But it would be the number one story. Where's Giannis going to go? Because he's now set for free agency because he didn't sign that Supermax contract. That would have been the biggest distraction. And I don't think the Bucks would have had a very good season. Instead, he signs the contract. And now everyone that you just heard from has to eat crow and shut up about it and move on to someone else. It almost reminds me a little bit of when the fight was going on to build Fiserv Forum and there were national media types and others in other cities who were lusting after, well, you know what? The Bucks aren't going to stay in Milwaukee. There's just no way. So where are they going to go? Are they going to go to Seattle? Are they going to go to Kansas City? Maybe Vancouver would like another shot at the NBA because they only had 5 years of the Grizzlies before they moved to Memphis. It's like people eye up things that Milwaukee has that are good and they want to poach it for themselves because Milwaukee, the national narrative on for so many is that Milwaukee isn't worthy. Milwaukee's not worthy of an NBA team. Milwaukee isn't worthy of an NBA MVP. Milwaukee isn't worthy of Giannis. What could Milwaukee possibly have? It's a sleepy little northern Rust Belt town that was the Siberia of the NBA for about 30 years. That's the national narrative on Milwaukee. But right now, when you look at this Bucks organization, they're one of the most relevant teams in the NBA. They're one of the which makes them, by the way, one of the most relevant NBA teams in the world because the NBA is a worldwide entity. So much more than the NFL, so much more than Major League Baseball. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a celebrity on every continent in the world. Aaron Rodgers isn't. Aaron Rodgers is maybe a very minor celebrity in, for example, Europe. Aaron Rodgers could walk down the street in Paris in a Packers uniform and no one would know who the hell he is. Aaron Rodgers could walk down the street in Barcelona screaming at the top of his lungs, "I'm Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback," and no one would know what in the hell he was talking about. And it's the same thing with, and it's not a knock on Aaron, it's just that's the way that American football is. It is a North American sport. They've been trying, the NFL, they've been trying to push it as a worldwide entity, or at least trying to get a foothold, say, for example, in Great Britain. I'm not sure that Aaron Rodgers can walk down the street, I don't know, in London and do the same thing, but there are corners of the world, many corners of the world, most corners of the world, where Aaron Rodgers is not a celebrity. Giannis is. Well, it's like Major League Baseball. Christian Yelich is not a celebrity outside of the United States. Just isn't. Obviously a great ball player who had a horrific year last season, looking for a bounce back from him in 2021. But this is a guy who should have won two back-to-back MVPs, just like Giannis did. Aaron Rodgers has won two MVPs. He may be on his way to a third. But the only one of those three that is a celebrity in every corner of the globe is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And that's why when you look at the salary that he's going to be making over the next 5 years, $228 million and some change, I don't bat an eye. Because, again, this is a worldwide sport. This is a worldwide game. The money is, I'm not going to say irrelevant. I mean, that's generational wealth that it's hard to even fathom, you know, depositing those checks. I mean, I think it was Darren Revelle who likes to break it down into how much somebody's going to make per pitch or per at-bat. And I think that he wrote something about next season that Giannis is going to be making like $250,000 per quarter next year or something like that. I don't know. I don't have the exact number. I don't have the tweet in front of me. But he broke it down like that. It's hard to fathom. And again, that's generational wealth. Liam's great-grandkids won't be able to spend that much money. But it's important that the Bucks did that because this is their opportunity. The Bucks haven't had an NBA championship since 1971. That was before I was born, probably was before many of you were born as well. But I want to read Giannis's tweet once again. And there's one line in it that I think is most important. Said, this is my home. This is my city. I'm blessed to be able to be part of the Milwaukee Bucks for the next 5 years. Okay, great. Wonderful. Awesome. Then he writes, let's make these years count. The onus is now on the Bucks. Giannis has done his part. Giannis has won back-to-back MVPs. Giannis has signed the Supermax contract, which will take him up until the time he's 31 years old. The clock is ticking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, the clock was ticking, I think, on Giannis as far as signing the Supermax contract. But make no mistake about it, the pressure is now squarely on John Horst and ownership, as it should be. They've done a really good job making this Bucks franchise a very good team, a relevant team. Maybe not one that's been built for the postseason, but they've been the best regular season team in the NBA for the last couple of years. Now it's time to turn that into an NBA championship. And really, there's nothing less than that that will be acceptable to Giannis, because in 5 years, I don't think Giannis is going to be markedly worse than he is right now. I mean, you look at LeBron James. He's 36 years old. If Giannis wasn't going to win the MVP last year, LeBron was. LeBron had a marvelous season, which was season number, 16 or 17 for him in the NBA? And the way that Giannis works and the way that he takes care of himself, at 31, he's going to be a monster. Not that he's not right now, but maybe with a more developed jump shot, for example. Maybe a better free throw shooter. Maybe a better three-point shooter. But 31 is not old anymore in professional sports. Just ask Tom Brady. He's 43 years old, still playing NFL football. Aaron Rodgers might, like, you know, he might win another MVP at the age of 37 this year. So 31 is not old. And if the Bucks will not have won a championship in 5 years, Giannis should go. I don't want them to, but if the Bucks haven't gotten good enough to win an NBA championship over the course of the next 5 years, Giannis Antetokounmpo should leave because he deserves one. He is good enough to be on a championship team, but he's committing the next 5 years to being a Milwaukee Buck, to seeing this thing through. And now it's on the team. Now it's on John Horst. Now it's on the Bucks ownership group of Mark Lazary, Jamie Dimon, Wes Edens at all. I'm cautiously optimistic that they can do it. I mean, you look at a team like the Toronto Raptors, and this is one of my favorite sayings, and I think there's more wisdom in here than maybe it seems, but you haven't done it until you've done it. And the Toronto Raptors, now granted, they had Kawhi Leonard, and this was two seasons ago. Remember when they knocked out the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals? The Toronto Raptors hadn't done it until they did it. And then they did it. Now they got the trophy and no one can take that away from them. For the next 5 years, the Milwaukee Bucks have the chips in the middle of the table. And that's been, you know, we were talking about the Packers a minute ago. That was and continues to be one of the biggest criticisms that I've had, first of Ted Thompson and now, honestly, of Brian Gutekunst. The Packers have not gotten markedly better to surround Aaron Rodgers, a Hall of Fame talent, with more Hall of Fame players. You look at the Packers' first three rounds of the NFL draft, and you know, it's been a complete zero in 2020. I know Aaron Rodgers wanted Justin Jefferson, the kid out of LSU that wound up going to the Minnesota Vikings. He's having a great season. You don't think he looked good in green and gold as opposed to purple and gold? That's what the Bucs have to do. They have to push all of their chips in the middle of the table, and if that means going into the luxury tax, that means going into the luxury tax. You have invested $500 million in an arena. You have invested another several hundred million dollars in the area surrounding the arena. You've invested now $228 million over the next 5 years in one player. As long as you're making that investment, go all the way. I think they're going to do it because I think that that's been one of the hangups that Giannis has had when it comes to deciding whether or not he's going to, and ultimately, of course, decided to sign the Supermax extension. He was waiting on the Bucks to tell him and his agents, yes, we're going to make the commitment that you're asking us to make. And Bucks fans should demand that. Bucks fans, I think, have earned that over the last 40-plus years. It's been almost 49 years. It's been 49 years. This will be the 50th anniversary of the Bucks winning their only NBA championship. That's long enough to wait, right? I don't care what market you're in. I don't care. I mean, if you live in Boston, you think it's your birthright to have parades. Well, Milwaukee hasn't had a parade since we celebrated a losing baseball team in the 1982 World Series, and that was a generation and a half ago. I was nine. I'm pushing 50 now. Let's go. I've already mapped out the Bucks parade route, starting at Fiserv Forum, heading south on 6th, turning left on Wisconsin, taking Wisconsin to the Summerfest grounds where everybody can party. That's, to me, that's the route. It's the one I've envisioned. Everybody has a vision board, right? Or at least maybe a vision board in their own mind. That's been mine. So it's time to get this done. But Giannis has done his part. Now it's on the Bucks. All right. That will do it for this edition of the Doug Russell Podcast for this Wednesday. We've got a couple of special things coming up that I can't wait to tell you about. Again, we were going to do something entirely different today, but that'll have to wait for a couple of weeks as we get closer to Christmas as well. I guess this is Bucks fans' Christmas present. Giannis signing the Supermax extension. Anytime you want to hit us up on our social medias, please feel free to do so. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. The username is at Doug Russell Pod. You can email us, DougRussellPod@gmail.com. Search for us on Facebook and on YouTube. Or for all of that in one very convenient place, you can always download this podcast and all of our previous episodes for free. Very simple, DougRussellPod.com. Again, that is DougRussellPod.com. We've got some football to talk about on Friday. And the Packers, they've got three games left. Can they continue to hold that number one seed in the NFC playoffs, which are coming up? They've clinched a playoff spot. They hold the tiebreaker over the Saints. There are three games left. The Saints have a hard game this weekend coming up against Kansas City. The Packers have the reeling Carolina Panthers. That cannot be a trap game, but we'll talk about that on Friday. Also, the Wisconsin Badgers, knocking on wood, they'll play the Minnesota Golden Gophers coming up on Saturday as well. We'll talk about that and more on Friday. Have a great Wednesday. I know that you will because, again, Christmas came a little bit early for Milwaukee Bucks fans when Giannis made his announcement on Tuesday. But we'll also have some comments from Giannis. Didn't have time to get those into today's podcast because he has not spoken yet, but he's going to do so later on Wednesday. You'll hear some of those comments coming up on Friday's show. Looking forward to bringing you that as well. Have a great rest of your week. We will talk to you then right here on the Doug Russell Podcast.